We're 60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And TikTok is becoming known as the birthplace for new dance crazes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There was the swag bounce, the Kangsta walk, the sneeze, the Jeepy creep, reverse squish.
Are you on the app?
No.
Okay.
And honestly, I think I just made some of those up.
Yeah.
But TikTok's also been the rebirth place for Jason Derulo.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But the latest new trend has even viral experts scratching their heads because the thing taking over TikTok right now.
And I love it. I think if it's what you're going to say.
Is 18th century
sea shanties. I love
them. Boys, stormy weather, boys, when the wind blows. We're all together, boys. Blowy with westerly, blowy with flow. Jolly sou'wester, boys, steady she goes.
Yep.
Yeah, if they're so cool.
If you don't know what sea shanties are,
they're like, listen, Jeff.
They're pirate folk music that sailors used to sing back in the 18th century while they were out on the ocean to keep their spirits up when their radios weren't working.
So they don't have radios.
Wait.
No, they had radios. They did.
When their cell phones were out of out of bars.
I only have four bars.
Yeah.
Anyways, this new TikTok trend got started after a Scottish folk musician had his buddy take a video while he was singing and driving his car.
Okay.
And the song that he sang was called Wellerman.
Uh-huh.
Here's a clip of that.
Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
It is so catchy.
It is.
I mean, ooh. I watched that video and it's been stuck in my head all week. Soon will the Wellerman come.
I like the songs, but I don't think that they work unless you're actually on a ship in the ocean.
I disagree. Everybody gets in on it.
I guess so.
There's rum and sugar involved. Something about a tonguing, which I think has to do with whales.
No one's actually into any of that stuff. Nobody actually drinks rum or.
Maybe I should. Maybe it's a lifestyle we're missing out on,
maybe.
Jeff.
That particular clip, though, is almost up to 5 million views.
Holy crap.
So, yeah, sea shanties are in. Hip-hop, K-pop are out.
Okay.
Wait, should we just kick out all the music on the show today and just play sea shanties? Yeah.
Soon will the Wellerman come.
Yeah.
Well, Brooke sing them.
Bring us tea and sugar and rum.
I've already requested that we do sing a sea shanty when we do the shock collar question of the day. Because we have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer it wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a sea shanty. So Alexis is going to draw a name out of the bucket because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
I got wild card, anyone but you, it says.
Ooh. Don't make eye contact.
So many. I'm going to pick Brooke because you're into the sea
songs
right now.
Yeah.
Bring it, Jake. I think he's going to be singing at the end of this.
All right.
I'd love to hear Jake.
Brooke's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
You're all very familiar with African geography, right? Good, because today we're talking about that famous nation that everybody knows and loves, the Gambia. Mm. Yes, that's actually its name,
the Gambia.
But it wasn't for a time. In fact, troubles arose in the 1960s, and the president of the country decided to fix the issue by adding the word the to the official country's name. And ever since then, they've been much happier. So today's question is, what was the reason Gambia changed its name to the Gambia in the 1960s?
Just added the to it and made people happy?
I don't know. When I hear Gambia, I just think of gambling. You know, I think that's where I'd go to gamble. Just saying.
All right, Alexis. Let's maybe...
Gambia, the Vegas of Africa.
Yes, that's what
I imagined. Yeah. Once you put that, I'm not going to go there.
I can help in a way because I can relate this to sports. There are certain teams that have the in front of their name. Like, people take pride because it separates them just by having the. It's like, no. We're not just a university. We're the.
That's what my, I mean, it's not University of Montana where I went. It's the University of Montana.
And it gives you pride. So why would Gambia need to change it to the? Was there a competing... country or...
Or it means something in
a
language that we don't know.
He said
1960s.
Maybe they needed more characters in their name in order to qualify for something.
Gambia. Yeah,
let's get the question one more time.
The nation once known as Gambia changed its name in the 1960s because of some non-violent trouble that the country was dealing with. So they added the to the official country name, and believe it or not, it solved their problem. Why did Gambia change its name officially to the Gambia?
I wonder if it has to do with, like, imports and exports for some reason. Mm. Like, they were having financial problems. Because he said that it was non-violent issues.
Yeah.
So it's not something where there's a revolution and they're wanting to split into different countries, because that's always going to be violent.
Yeah.
Was anything happening in the 1960s,
yeah,
too?
In Gambia?
That was a big, like, international deal?
Don't you know the most about history?
I don't know enough about
international
history. Like, got a University of Montana degree, remember?
Yeah.
Montana, she learned there's no Africa.
Yeah.
It's a mythical land.
Okay, I'm going to go with, I mean, how specific do you need me to be here, Jake?
I don't know. What's your answer going to be?
I feel like it has something to do with imports and exports. Like shipping. It has to do with...
So you're saying boats? Your answer is boats?
Boats?
Or airmail.
I mean, maybe. Or, yeah, train or...
No, it's trains. Okay.
I feel like I'm close.
Do you think the postal codes
yeah,
or no?
Yeah, you can't say all because any importing is going to be shipped.
He's looking at me.
Oh, no.
Okay, I think it has to do with shipping.
For many years, the official name of a West African country was Gambia. But in 1963, the prime minister revealed he wanted to add the word the to its name, calling it the Gambia. So why add a the? This change mainly solved the problem that for many years, mail bound for Gambia had mistakenly been sent to Zambia all the way across the continent.
We were right.
But once the happened, almost all the mail is getting to the right country.
So
shipping.
It
does shipping count?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
It has
she said
to
train.
Count.
She was way off.
They take mail by trains, Jake.
I want to say
you
that it's
said
right.
That is
count.
Yeah, come
we
on.
Kept saying postal codes.
Yeah, you guys were on it.
I got it right. Shipping.
All right.
That's what you do. I said shipping.
We're saying that we got that one right.
We
and
did.
Because
okay.
of that, Digital Jake has to sing the sea
Yay!
Shanty The Wellerman by the Long Johns.
Ooh.
I didn't even know there was a group that,
there you go.
That invented
they,
that
they
one.
They were the Beatles of the Pirates.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, blow, my bully boys, blow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day!
That was good.
Oh, I really like it. I wanted it to keep going.
More sea shanties on the show.
I can't wait till Drake does his remix of the sea shanties. That'll be hot. There we go. That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's the radio segment that just sunk his life savings into the greatest business idea he's ever come up with.
Ooh.
A social network for your imaginary friends.
Ooh. Oh, cool.
Wow.
Can't wait to organize my top eight.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other trolley mouths just don't. This first laser story is out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. A guy named Tyler Smithy was driving around the other day when he saw a cop in his rearview mirror turn his lights on.
Uh-oh.
Worst feeling ever,
I know,
dude.
My heart sank for him.
And instead of pulling over, Tyler floored it.
What?
Of course he did, because it's Laser Story.
Yeah,
he tried to outrun the cop, but he couldn't. So instead, Tyler ended up driving through a field and crashed into a tree.
Okay.
Not exactly the Dukes of Hazzard move he thought it was going
to
be.
And then he tried to flee on foot. Police eventually tracked him down and arrested him. It turned out there was a warrant for his arrest connected to a shooting.
Whoa.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Dang.
So that's why he ran. But here's the dumb part. It turned out the cop wasn't actually trying to pull Tyler over in the first place.
Then why did he have his lights on?
He only turned his lights and siren on because he was headed to a separate incident nearby and he needed to pass Tyler.
Shut up.
Oh my gosh.
Winner.
So if he would have just gotten out of the way.
Yeah, that's happened to me before too. Oh no, they're pulling me over. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
No. I'm fine.
The whole arrest happened by accident.
Oh.
Now Tyler's facing multiple charges and told a local reporter he regrets his actions, saying, I just panicked when I saw the lights. I should have played it cool.
They finally caught up with me.
This next laser story is out of Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. A 46-year-old bald guy named Jeffrey Trent went into a hair salon a few weeks ago and asked for a product that could bring his hair back.
Oh. I mean, do those ever actually work? But everybody wants them, right?
The commercials say that they work.
Yeah, I know.
The ladies in the salon said, as far as they knew, there was no such thing.
Yeah.
That made Jeffrey so upset, the police say he, quote, became belligerent and created a disturbance inside the business.
Okay. I mean, your lack of hair is not their fault.
And he started throwing around other hair products, mm-hmm. yelling at customers, and at one point, he even climbed onto one of the spinning barber chairs and refused to get off.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, those are fun, though.
He's like, the shampoo says full body. They're just mocking me, aren't they?
He was arrested for disorderly conduct, and to rub salt in the wound, on his arrest report, his hair color was listed as bald.
That's a good troll.
Maybe he just had no understanding of how a hair salon works.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, it's probably been a while since he's been in one.
That's true. Totally.
This next laser story is out of Florida. If you've never heard of the Villages Retirement Community in Florida, I don't need to explain anything about it to you beyond this story.
Yeah.
Because this will sum up the entire place perfectly. Last Friday night, a couple in the Villages were surprised when a company called Fuzzy Vodka rolled up to their driveway party in a tricked-out golf cart.
Oh, woo!
Sick.
I mean, honestly, the Villages are like a frat party for old people.
Oh,
like
yeah.
a constant party for old people.
Rick Skutak and his 59-year-old wife, Danette, won the cart in a raffle that had over 11,000 people entered in
Whoa.
It.
Wow.
They were thrilled, and their neighbors cheered and applauded for them. But then, just a few hours later, Danette was arrested after she hit a curb and flipped the golf cart while she was driving it around.
Shouldn't have came with all this free vodka.
YOLO!
Apparently, she was, you guessed it, drinking too much vodka.
There you go!
Okay, don't get behind any wheel when you're drinking.
No.
When authorities arrived, Danette had bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, and was leaning casually against the roof of the vehicle and said to them very calmly, "What's the problem, officers?" So, maybe just for kicks, police had her participate in a field sobriety test that was halted after 30 seconds when she nearly fell over.
What are we getting a reality show out of the Villages? It's the Jersey Shore, but with retirees.
Really?
Check it out.
Danette was charged with a DUI. No word on if her new tricked-out golf cart will be given back to her anytime soon.
I hope not.
This next laser story is out of the wide world of sport.
Yeah!
You're not going to believe this, but breakdancing, or breaking, as it will apparently be called, is going to be an Olympic sport starting at the 2024 Summer Games in Paris.
Whoa!
That is awesome! Oh, I'm so excited about this.
It joins climbing, skateboarding, and surfing.
Cool.
And if you're wondering, the IOC is adding these types of sports to make the games more gender balanced, more youthful, and more urban.
Dude. Yeah.
I think awesome additions on all
Snoop
of them.
As Snoop Dogg comments on all of it, that's all I can. That would be the best commentary.
And some experts are concerned that breaking will be ruined by Olympic judges, that they're going to be looking more at the technical aspects than the intangibles.
Dude,
that makes sense.
How cool is it going to be when Simone Biles comes up and just starts breaking after a cool flip?
Yeah.
She'll do it all, dude. I love her.
One of the people who's worried about it is 54-year-old Richard Crazy Legs Cologne.
Is he still in the scene?
No, he was one of the early superstars of breakdancing.
Okay.
Back in the day. And he says, quote, "It goes beyond just the moves.
Yeah.
The passion and the pain that goes with living through the struggle. That's the essence of the dance."
Yeah.
Dude, I'm with him. Absolutely.
Do
I mean,
you know how long I've been suspended on my neck for,
But he goes on, "But yeah, if somebody screws up a vicious pop and lock, I could see points being deducted."
Uh-huh.
Well, he popped it, Bob, but he did not lock it.
No, he did not.
It's
going
to be a score down from the judges.
Oh, my God. The announcers are going to be terrible during that, aren't they?
Well, hopefully, there's still some time to apply for it, because I know this guy has a pop and lock move of his own.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah. That's the sound of a turtle doing his patented 360 jump and hump.
Wow.
I score a 10.
Yeah. Extra points for no eye contact. It means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We're going to do it again same time on Wednesday. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. You guys know Daddy needs some cheddar.
What?
Whoa.
What? Are you Daddy?
Please tell me you're not.
You have to ask that question, Brooke? What? You guys are all aware how little we get paid on this show, and
yeah,
I gotta figure out ways to monetize our stuff.
Okay.
So we can actually get some money here.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like the way.
So where are we going to Daddy and Cheddar?
Well, last night, Daddy did it.
Oh, no.
All right?
Oh,
a light bulb went on.
This is not gonna earn us more cash, man.
And I thought, what if we take the loser line,
okay,
and we turn it into a heart-pumping reality TV competition? Here's my idea. You take one contestant, you sit them in a chair, and their challenge is to talk with a complete weirdo and see how long they can last in that conversation before they give up and hand them the loser line. How long could you go listening to a guy talk about his traffic cone collection? Could you make it a full minute?
I don't think so. Could you
make it 5 minutes? Who could survive the loser line?
This feels more intense than Naked and Afraid.
This is like Fear Factor from way back in the day.
Uh-huh. I think so. I'm hoping like TLC picks it up.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it can be on Oprah's network.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The lofty goals for this show.
I'm trying to make us some money here.
Okay.
But
even public access.
We'll take anything. But we're maybe going to find some people who can appear on the TV show when we listen to a brand new batch of messages in the radio edition of The Loser Line. That's happening at 7:10.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's The Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard The Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Yay, you have an ugly boyfriend? Because if you don't, do you want one?
Oh. That would work on me.
Yeah, it would.
Whatever you do, don't light his unibrow on fire like the last girl he gave the pickup line to.
I like unibrow.
Instead, give him the digits to the loser line. So hopefully he calls it and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Danielle, it's Eric. So, look, I know I was hoping to maybe that you may want to get together before I go, before I go to space. I thought you should know I found a ticket on Facebook Marketplace, and I've always wanted to go to space, you know, because, like, my favorite movie is Space Jam. So, but I'm like, all I'm saying is call me back, like, so we can hang out before I go. Going to space.
No, you're not.
Did he find that between the free dresser and the kids' playpen that was listed on Facebook Marketplace?
Hey, they have some good steals on there. It's possible that this actually happened.
I see.
I mean, I just found the other week a deal on 1,000 Bitcoin. On Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, buy it, Jeff.
I did.
Yeah, you should.
I had to pay extra for the shipping.
No. Oh, they're shipping to Bitcoin.
From Russia, they said.
Okay.
That's how I know it's real.
Right.
It's going to be worth it. I'm going to be rich.
Next message.
Hello. Okay, I don't know whose number this exactly is, but I found this number in a crumpled up piece of paper with a stupid little heart around it in my boyfriend's pants. What kind of girl would give another girl's boyfriend their telephone number and put a stupid heart around it, like with a crayon? Okay? Stay away from other people's boyfriends. Goodbye.
Next message.
Oh, she's no idea. That's what she did.
Yeah.
She purposely gave him the loser line.
I know, which makes the whole thing sadder.
Yeah.
They never blame the boyfriend.
No, they never blame the boyfriend, and your boyfriend isn't even wanted.
Yeah. That's the thing.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
What if this guy did this on purpose? What if he purposely put it in his pocket so his girlfriend would find it and pranked her so that she would call the loser line?
Too elaborate for a boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe 1% chance that that's what actually happened, but it would be genius.
Everyone doubts it.
Next message.
Hey, Lacey, it's me, Stephen. I'm just giving you a call to let you know that that was me outside the GameStop store in the Mario costume. But that's not my job. Just so you know, I don't want you to think I'm like a loser or whatever, because it's really not my job. I work the cash register normally, and I got like suspended from the cash register because I was like shaming this 12-year-old kid for buying Earthworm Jim, which is so stupid. I mean, it's a terrible game. I don't know who buys that. But anyways, like that's not my normal job to stand up there dressed like a costume. I'm normally inside, just so you know. But yeah, again, I just didn't want you to think I was a loser. So give me a call and maybe we could go out or play a game.
Next message.
Oh, the irony. Yeah.
He definitely proved his point. He is not a loser.
Like, you can't be shaming 12-year-olds, man.
No.
Anyone listening, Earthworm Jim is a dope game, all right? And he slaps his head around and can extend his hand in like a whip.
Okay. Well, you know what?
It's really cool.
The more you describe it, the cooler it sounds.
Yeah. Look him up. Yeah.
Remember, you can get the special loser line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Give it out to somebody who's kind of creeping you out so they can call it and leave an awkward voicemail that we can play for you. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Brandon, it's Jill. I just want to say how incredible it was meeting you and sharing that amazing night together. I just have to let you know that I can't see you again. It's because I'm getting married tomorrow. And I know I probably should have said that to you before going back to your place. It's just that I believe in fate. And if you call me back within an hour, maybe that's a sign that I call the wedding off. And if you don't call me, I guess maybe that's a sign that I should go through with it. But just know if that is the case, I will be thinking of you not only when I'm walking down the aisle and saying my vows, but during my first dance and on my honeymoon and beyond. So I really hope I hear from you. And then I also understand if you never want to see my face again. So bonsoir and au revoir. It's Jill.
Next message.
Okay. Isn't the sign you sleeping with other dudes the night before? That's
Should
usually
the
sign,
big, right?
Him calling you back.
Well, you just have to be sure.
Yeah.
Until the last minute.
Before your wedding, you had a line of guys.
Oh, man, you know. Couldn't figure out the sign.
And now you're happily married.
Next message.
Hey, Katie, it's Lenny. Just calling to say hey. It's so wild that we had that mutual friend in common, Lauren. I can't believe it, but... before you talk to Lauren about me, because I know what she's going to say. I know how you girls talk and everything. And I just want you to know that the monkey was not real. I don't even know how that happened or got brought up or what. I mean, and don't search it on the internet or anything on Google. It's not real. Don't worry about it. Completely fine. Anyways, I would still love to take you out sometime. We could go out and grab dinner and maybe not go to the zoo this time. All right? Talk to you later.
What? I want to know, but I don't want
to
know.
So
doesn't
questions.
Everyone else want to talk to Lauren?
Yeah.
We want Lauren to call in and fill us in on what happened.
Definitely tell us.
How does a monkey just...
It's a fake monkey.
Not according to the headlines, apparently. Yeah. Or his friend Lauren, who also knows this girl.
And a rule of thumb, as soon as you say, please don't do something, you know immediately they're going to do it.
Yeah. I want to Google monkey surprise Lauren.
So in that spirit, definitely don't listen to the loser line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. My friends, it's phone tap time.
Okay.
All right.
And today...
we're your friends.
Sort of.
I was like, hey, who are you talking to?
Yeah.
And today we're going to call the manager of a local electronics store. And apparently over the last few months, they've had a rash of customers stealing products.
Uh-oh.
And he's been taking a lot of heat for it.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, wouldn't it be nice if one of the shoplifters actually called and confessed and said they're sorry?
A kind shoplifter.
That'd be great.
Would that make everything better?
Yeah.
Or would it somehow make things worse?
Well, if you're doing it, it may make it worse.
Let's find out with your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Mornings on the 20s.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking to speak with the owner of electronics store.
This is the manager.
Oh, hi. Can I ask your name?
My name's Joel. How can I help you?
So, we haven't spoken before, but my name's Lincoln.
Hey, Lincoln, what's going on? How can I be of help to you?
I was just calling because I need to tell you something, and I feel really bad about it.
Okay, what is this all about?
I just wanted to tell you that I stole from your store last Wednesday.
What?
Yeah, and I feel really ashamed about it. It's been making it hard to sleep, and it's been on my mind. I felt needed to call you.
What did you steal?
I stole some AirPods. And again, I really, really regret it.
That's not okay. Not at all okay.
I know. I'm a bad person, and I just needed to tell you that I even went to church last Sunday, and I asked for forgiveness.
Okay, good that you did. Okay, so are you telling me you're going to bring them back? Because that's what I want you to do right now.
Oh, why would I bring them back?
What do you mean, why? You said you just stole them, and you feel bad about it. So you'd bring them back,
well,
all right?
I know, but I just told you that I went to church, and I was forgiven.
I don't care about your church.
Well, no, God forgave me for stealing, so I think we're good.
No, we're not good at all.
No?
No, we're not. Because
why?
I'm not good because this kind of stuff keeps happening because of idiots like you. So just bring them back now, and in exchange, I'm not going to press charges against you.
Well, I would love to bring them back, but I've already made peace with what I've done. And so is the big guy in the sky.
What?
So we're good, and I've been absolved.
Dude, this is unbelievable. It doesn't work like that. You can't commit
work.
A crime and then go to church and think it's all going away because it's not. All right?
I mean, maybe that's true for you, but, you know, we all have to live our truths.
You know, I'm glad you called because I never get to talk to dirtbags like you. Stay the hell away from my store.
I don't know if I can do that.
What the f*** do you mean you can't stay out of my store? I just told you to stay out of my store.
I'll do that in a second, but since I have you on the phone, can I just ask, what are your store hours today?
No, what? Why would you do that?
I just want to know, when do you close? Because I might want to come by again.
You want to steal something else?
No, I mean, I hope I don't steal anything.
Unbelievable.
But it would be a good test to see if I'm really reformed like I think I am.
No, thank you. Stay away. You're a f***ing nut job.
Please, I really need to do this for myself.
Oh,
and I'm
going to
bring some friends because we're all in this support group together through the church. It's called Kleptos for Christ.
Oh, this has to be a joke. Oh, got to be kidding.
Yeah, that's probably something I need to confess to also.
Oh, yeah, you need to confess something more? Please tell me. The floor is yours.
I need to confess that this is actually a joke and I've never really been in your store before and that this is a prank phone call.
Got me.
My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and I'm doing a phone tap on you, man.
What are you actually talking
about? It wasn't just me. It was also your coworker, Alan. He said there's been a lot of stealing happening at your store lately, and you've been getting blamed for it.
Trip. There's a lot of morons like you coming into our store and stealing shit, man.
But it's okay if God says it's okay.
Yeah, right. Oh my God.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
It's almost time for your second date update. And if you've ever been out on a really bad date before, most of the time, you just have to silently chew on your bar pretzels and just pray for it to finally be over.
Yeah.
Either that or like the bar catches on fire or something, you know,
just
anything.
Anything to get you out of it.
Or Brooke lights the bar on fire.
Whatever.
But one of our listeners decided she wasn't just going to sit there and take it.
Whoa. Okay.
In fact, she chose to get revenge.
Whoa.
And she did it right in front of the guy that she was out with.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what did she do? And why is she asking for a second date update today?
There's a lot of good questions, Jeffrey.
We're going to find some answers when we do your second date update next.
Second date update.
You know what might be the most important date of your entire life?
What?
It's the first date after you get out of a long-term relationship.
That's not...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a rebound.
Yeah, it's not important. It's just like, will it lead to the bedroom? Because that's the only way I'm getting over the last
time. No, it's like you see how out of it you've been, you know? Yeah.
The thing is, if that date ends up being a bad one, you could end up swearing off romance forever.
That's true, actually.
You're giving it one date after a breakup? Jesus, no, are you not patient?
It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't even have to be good.
Okay.
You just hope it doesn't go horribly, horribly wrong and blow up in your face.
Yeah, I get that.
Unfortunately, that's what happened to one of our listeners, Krista.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And before she makes the decision to give up on men forever, she's reached out to us for a little bit of help. So, Krista, first of all, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Hi.
That is a heavy welcome, Krista.
Now, I mean, if you had such a bad date, why do you want to call this guy back?
Okay, well, I have to explain, though, because it's not really a bad date with this guy.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Give us the rundown. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was in a 2-year relationship. That's over. I'm newly single. Like, I'm on apps, like a few apps.
Yeah.
So I matched with this guy on Tinder. His name's Paxton. Like, okay, great, fine. And
try not to judge him by his name.
I mean, it's hard not to, though.
Yeah.
Everybody had an image in your head as soon as you said Paxton.
I totally
he was
did.
Definitely a prom king.
Yeah, frat
it's
boy,
Paxton.
Baby.
Yeah, no, I could tell right away. Like, he's super douchey.
He's a Paxton. Yeah.
Okay. Is that a good thing?
No, he talked about himself the whole time. Like, oh, and he kept using the term. He kept going, boy.
Oh, God. Oh, God. How long did it last?
No.
How long were you on this date for? It sounds terrible.
Why do I like him?
Well, he was talking about, like, these hot women he's hooked up with.
Oh, of course he was.
He's like, oh, but you're not like them. But that's a good thing.
Like the hot part or the hookup part?
Yeah, wait a minute.
The hot part.
D-bag.
Oh, God.
That's awful. Tell a girl she's not.
Yeah, you're really, like, natural looking.
What do you say to that?
I just stared at him. I was like, what the? You know, and then, like, he had some shots in front of him.
Oh,
he's like, oh, I'm gonna get more drinks. And then he goes, more drinks, buddy, or whatever. You know?
I like him.
Did you just leave? I mean, like, I'm not up for, like, ghosting somebody on a date, but this guy sounds terrible.
Yeah. He sounds like an eye roll. Just get out of here.
So what happened next?
Well, so it gets worse. I mean, so I watch him go to the bar, and he's hitting on this other girl. He's talking to this other girl, and he's laughing.
God. What?
Love that. Yep.
What a tool.
He gets a wine, a white wine, like it looks like what I'm drinking, and he hands it to that girl.
What?
Oh, my gosh. He bought her your drink?
Tell me you left at this point.
Yeah. No, at that point, I'm like, well, do I leave or do I throw a drink in his face? Like, how dramatic do I want to be here?
Ooh.
Yeah.
How dramatic do I want to be here?
Super dramatic.
What'd you go with?
Well, I look over to him, and he just gives me this shrug, like puts his hands in the air, like, what am I going to do? She's hot.
What?
Stupid
Paxton.
Yeah, boy. You're not my girlfriend yet.
So I saw this other guy by the end of the bar, and he's by himself, and I was like, all right, he's cute.
That a girl.
Hey.
Now we're talking.
Fire with fire.
Okay.
You know, and I chugged that glass of wine, so I'm like feeling kind of loose or whatever. So,
what's his name? Braxton?
Yeah. Braxton and Paxton.
Yeah. Then I would have run out the door.
Oh, okay.
His name was Luke, and
Luke. Okay.
I just sound dumb. I mean, at the time, it was the best I could come up with. But I said something like, "Is your night going as bad as mine right now?" And you know, we kind of joked about that, and he was like, "Well, not yet." Ha ha ha.
That's funny.
Okay.
I don't think it's a bad opener. You know.
Is he like, girl?
I mean, it's it's not the best opener, but it you know what? He responded to it. He put some humor in, and there was a connection.
And men like to, like, swoop in and save the day,
I was like,
right?
I've had good hookups from another guy not being good.
So,
I think guys like that.
You know, it's
totally
like, oh, he sucks. Let me show you I don't.
Okay.
You know? I don't think it's bad.
How you should be treated.
So were you able to keep a connection going with Luke?
Yeah, I mean, we talked for a long time. Like, I pointed out Pax. I pointed out the whole thing. It was like, yeah, when you're getting out there, you got to sort through the bad ones to get to the good ones. And it was like some good advice. Like, he just seemed like a genuine dude, you know, and I learned stuff about, like, we had a conversation. Like, he's a runner and his job's in the science field. And
Brooks, cool. Science.
Cool. I'm listening. Yeah. He just sounds interesting.
Does he?
You said one word, science.
To be honest, I didn't really get it. Uh-huh. And so I was like, oh, science. But it sounded great.
It's definitely an upgrade from the douchebag that you were with a second ago.
Yeah.
Did he reveal that he was single?
It seemed like it. Well, he said he was there to meet a friend, and his friend couldn't make it. You know, and he had plenty of time. You know, when you go like, oh, yeah, I'm just out. My girlfriend's out with her friends tonight. He had plenty of chances to, like, throw that in.
Yeah.
That's true.
But if he liked you and he was flirting with you, even if he didn't have any intention of doing anything, like, men also like the, you know.
Stroke our ego.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Even if he has a girlfriend, he's like, well, I'm not going to do anything, so I'll just let her continue to think.
Yeah. So how'd you wrap things up with Luke?
Well, okay, so I'm the one who suggested. I was like, we should hang out again. Mm-hmm. And he took my phone. He put his number in my phone.
Okay. So, that's a bold move.
Yeah. So I texted a couple times. He didn't respond. But, like, maybe he wasn't attracted to me. Like, maybe he thinks I'm desperate because I went from one guy to, like, hanging out with him or whatever. Yeah. But I didn't like him.
Or he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, it's possible.
I guess we're going to find out.
We will. Okay. Let's play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Luke for you. And we'll try and get you your second date update. All right. Boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do it right after this. Hold on. If you're just joining us for the second date update, one of our listeners, Krista, called for help. She just got out of a 2-year relationship.
Why are we
and
playing this?
The first guy she meets off Tinder turned out to be a real winner.
Ah, that's not exactly.
And by winner, I mean gold medal in the douche Olympics.
Olympic game.
I'm going to spare you the details of it, but basically this guy Paxton ended up hitting on another woman in front of Krista and even handed that other woman her drink.
Yeah. Jeez.
So Krista decided to get back at him by talking to a different guy who was sitting alone at the bar.
I mean, also because she didn't want to waste her good makeup and hair and everything. I don't think it was about Paxton at all.
No.
She saw an opportunity and she took it, Jeffrey.
That's right. And so she met this new guy, Luke. They had a great conversation, according to her. But now, after exchanging phone numbers, Luke is not responding to any of her texts.
Mm-hmm.
Krista, did I miss anything there?
No, I mean, that's kind of it. It's depressing when you say it, though.
Look at it the other way. I think you're going to be just fine in the dating world. And I think Luke's going to have a girlfriend. That's what I think. But
yeah,
that's,
me too, bro.
That's not on you.
No, I agree. That's how the dating world is.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we still can't get her a date.
Yeah. And then we'll have a silver medalist in the douche Olympics. Luke. But let's find out for sure, okay? We're going to call Luke's number and see what he has to say. You ready to do this, Krista?
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Luke?
Speaking. Who's this?
My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
I was hoping for a bigger response there.
It's not.
Okay.
You always are.
I always
you never
am.
Get it, so I don't know.
Go, Jeff? That's... Oh my God, is this Jeff?
Yeah.
No way.
Like young Jeffrey.
I mean, Jeff is such a famous name.
I really
you know?
Need to lower my expectations. Anyway, Luke, so we're from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing something called a second date update. Have you ever heard of that before?
I haven't.
That's okay.
Yep.
Jeff.
The rest of us have low expectations, so you're only hurting Jeffrey.
The way that it works is if one of our listeners goes out on a date and afterwards, if they're not calling them back, you can email our show and we'll help you get back in touch with your date to figure out the reason why they've been ghosting.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. And you didn't actually technically go on a date, but...
Yeah, so this falls in the gray area, but recently you met a woman who really liked you, and her name's Krista.
Oh, Krista. Yeah, she was super sweet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is a positive response, Luke.
I mean, normally we don't get those types of responses. Maybe 2% of the time they'll say something really happy and uplifting.
Yeah, the rest of it's like people are dry heaving on the other end.
Oh, no.
So we're off to a really good start with this phone call already.
Good.
So you liked Krista?
Super sweet girl. Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh. He said super sweet twice. That's
okay. Fine.
Yeah, that's okay. So obviously Krista's confused because according to her, she's been trying to reach you after you guys hung out and you have not been responding.
Yeah, I just think maybe it's not going to work out between us. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure, you know, so I didn't want to kind of lead her off.
Is that because you're in a relationship, Luke?
You know, I'm dating here and there, but nothing really exclusive right now.
Are you one of those people that just keep thinking, like, something better is going to come along? like
Brooke, that's just what
committed?
You think all
yeah,
the time.
I've never thought of that.
Does it
you're not good enough. Yeah.
I don't know. I think a lot of people feel that way.
That's how she feels about
nah,
her husband.
They just
right
like
now.
To play the field.
My husband.
And what's going on, Luke?
Well, you've clearly spoken to her. What did she tell you guys?
I mean, she said that she was at the bar on a date with a different guy.
It was like her first date out of a 2-year relationship.
Right. And it didn't go well. And so she went over and ended up sitting down next to you and even told you about the guy and the horrible date that she was just on. And you were very supportive and very nice and had a great conversation.
You were super sweet.
Yeah.
And she says that you gave her your number and you guys were talking about hanging out again.
Like, it seemed like there was chemistry from her description.
Is that not true?
That's all true, 100%. But here's what happened after she left.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
That guy that she was with, Paxton, came over.
Oh, no.
Came over to you?
He came over to me, started talking to me. And at first, he was super confrontational. And what? He was just like, what's up with that? Why are you talking to her?
I hate this guy so much.
Yeah.
Was he saying, what's up, boy? Why are you talking to her, boy? But she said he used boy a lot.
Because I'm her boy.
He does say that a lot.
Okay.
I mean, the guy was literally hitting on another woman during their first date.
Yeah. He's a dud.
She had mentioned that, but Paxton also mentioned that Krista was kind of frosty and cold towards him.
What?
Okay, so he's blaming her.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder why she was frosty and cold.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I was able to talk him down, you know, he calmed down. And then the more we talked, it's going to sound strange, but like we actually ended up becoming friends.
Oh.
He's actually kind of cool. He's really supportive.
Oh.
Like he tells me to just go for the things that I want to go for. I don't really have a lot of like cool guy friends like that.
So you and Paxton ended up bonding and now the two of you are friends.
Yeah, in fact, he's actually texted me a few times to even hang out this week, and I was like, of course, man. Like,
what?
We've been bonding.
Wow.
So wait.
We've been bonding.
So you can't date her because you're dating the douchebag she was on a date with?
Friend dating.
They're bros.
Why can't you also go out with her?
Well, so when Krista got in touch with me, she was just ragging on him, and like, I get that she had a really bad experience with him, but I just thought like, if I was dating her, she would not be happy that I'm buds with the guy that she had such a bad experience with, you know? And if I had to choose, I'm already friends with him now. We've been talking so much.
You guys know
bros before hoes.
Yeah, but you're like assuming what she would feel, you know? Like any guy that you date always has at least one or two super douchey friends you know?
She's
like,
right, yeah.
You're right. Let's not assume how she would feel.
Yeah.
Let's just ask Krista directly because I need to let you know, Luke, she's on the other line listening and she wants to talk to you.
You could have told me that at the beginning.
Oh, sorry. I'm not very good at
you
this.
You didn't say anything bad. It's cool.
Krista, you there?
Yeah, I know. I'm here. I'm definitely here.
I didn't know you were on the line. They didn't tell me that. I just hadn't responded because I figured you wouldn't be happy or delighted with, like, you know, me being buds with Paxton now. And that was honestly, like, the main reason I hadn't gotten back to you. I thought you were really pretty. You were super kind.
You can stop talking right now. Like, you're friends with that guy? You became friends with that guy.
Well, he was really nice to me.
He was nice to you? What are you, a puppy dog? Someone is nice to you and you like them automatically? Like, that's not how the world works. That's just not how... Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you, but we just broed out together. I'm supposed to be mean to people who are nice to me?
Krista, wait. I mean, this is what happens in the guy world. Nothing is more powerful than the bro connection. It trumps everything else, and... If you have to choose between the bro connection and the girl connection, you're going with the guy.
I have to say, in all honesty, there are guys out there that are the coolest dudes, super nice, bro to bro. But then you hear how they treat girls and you're like, what? You're like, how? You cheat on people?
I mean, but that's the same in the world of women. Like,
sure.
I have girlfriends who are amazing girlfriends, and I'm sure you do too, Krista, or psycho in a relationship. You
I
know,
love
like,
psycho friends.
Like,
see, too, Alexis.
Alexis may be the psycho friend I'm talking about.
Right.
That she's great with me, but why does that affect you? Why are you upset about their bromance?
You know what? I probably wouldn't have been, but now that it's his reason for not calling me back or for not texting me, like, it's almost like he's like, oh, I have to choose. And so it wasn't dramatic until he made it dramatic. Mm. And now, obviously, it's a thing.
Honestly, like, if you're cool with me being Paxton's friend, I would love to date you, but if you're not, then, you know, I just didn't want to send you the wrong message, and I didn't want to be the bad guy in this. So, yeah. Like, if you're cool with it, I would love to go out.
Okay, so, Luke, you're still interested in dating Krista if she's cool with you and Paxton being bros, yeah. Being boys.
Yeah.
Boy.
You know, maybe I just think she might have read him wrong that night. Maybe the three of us, if we hung out, it might be kind of fun.
Okay, wait. No, 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 no. Wait. You want me to hang out with you and that bag?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. This actually could be the perfect opportunity for me right here.
I don't know that that was an excited voice. I think you're misinterpreting.
Really? Because she's...
Give it a go.
There was
a
lot
Jeffrey.
Of energy in it. Luke, I would love to send you, Krista, and Paxton out on a date.
All in the same bag.
And we'll pay for it.
I would have gone on a date with just you. But why is this guy, what is happening?
What is happening?
Paxton's really cool. Oh. After a few shots, that guy's even more fun than he was, like, in the beginning.
No!
More fun?
That's a good sign of someone you want to hang out with.
Yeah, Krista, you just got to take a few Jaeger bombs and you're going to love them.
I don't want to go on a throuple date.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to change all our plans, but maybe there's a way that we can just get you and Luke to go out, just the two of you. Luke, is that okay?
That would be fine with me. I just want to be upfront that, like, Paxton is now a friend, and, you know, if I'm given an ultimatum someday, I'm going to have to go with my friend.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, well,
that's not a red flag, Krista.
We'll get that put down on paper and notarized to yeah. make sure that it's legal, but Krista, what do you say? One more date with just Luke.
I don't even understand what's, like, this whole thing has been so weird.
Yeah.
But I don't really have anything else going on right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, boys. Yes. Successful second date update.
You are not going to regret it, Krista. I'm so much more fun ever since I met Paxton. You're going to love it.
Just stop.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If you ever get called in for jury duty, a lot of people will try to get out of it by coming up with some sort of excuse or a lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Whether they provide a doctor's note
or
they say, oh, I have a family vacation all next week.
Yeah.
Or they go, oh, my wife's going to be in labor all next week.
The entire week.
That's kind of a good one.
Hold it in, honey, okay? We need this.
But don't push.
Jose has come up with a different strategy to get himself out of jury duty.
Okay.
He literally goes and stands outside of the courthouse every single week, interviewing anybody that comes in and out of those doors so that the lawyers and all the judges see him and know him so well.
Yeah, this.
That when a trial comes up, they all go, please, whatever you do, do not have him on the jury.
It's like, hey, can we recess for snacks again?
You get up and start doing a stand-up routine
right in the middle of the trial. This reminds me of a bit I do on stage. Who likes impressions?
Recess, where's the swing?
Yeah.
But he does get some good audio while he's down there. It's of what you're doing at the courthouse coming up at 8:10. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Trying to get a pistol permit.
Now, why do you feel like you need a pistol?
My old lady's creeping on me, and I just got out of jail.
Uh-huh.
I want her, yeah.
Wait. Your ex is creeping on you?
It's not my ex, man. It's my old lady. Mom's creeping, so, you know, gotta handle business, man.
Jeez.
Wow, you're complicated.
Your mother?
Sometimes mom's got to know your baby boy's packing heat.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna get that waffle cone for me or what, mom?
Yeah.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Actually, I am here fighting for my housing.
Why are you fighting for your housing?
I denied a threesome to my neighbor, and because I denied a threesome to my neighbor, she has gotten my Section 8 taken from me, she's gotten me evicted out of my housing.
And is your neighbor a boy or a girl?
Female.
So most of the time, dudes don't handle rejection well, but this girl does not know how to handle it at all.
I'm freaked out, man. Oh my god.
Who wants a neighbor like that, huh?
Not me.
I mean, I want a girl neighbor who wants a threesome, but I understand why it's different for you.
Yeah.
It's Jose's dream come true.
It's all context, right?
God, why does everybody else get a neighbor like that?
Yeah.
So you're saying that now that there is an availability at the place where you live.
Exactly. Yeah.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm trying to see my ex-wife in court.
Why is that?
She got caught for forging checks.
She's in court for forging checks?
Yeah.
What did she say when she called you?
She was trying to tell me where the forged checks was so I could force a check to get out of jail.
Wait a minute. So it's going to be a vicious cycle. She told you where the stolen checks were so you could forge a check to get her out of jail because she was forging checks.
10-4. You got it right.
Did they tell you how much it would cost to bail her out?
$140,000.
Oh. $140,000.
Yeah. She's going to jail. Facing 10 years.
Wow. And so why is she going to jail for so long?
Well, this is her ninth time doing it.
Ninth time? So you would think she learned by now.
Hello?
Hello. Nine? Do you feel like that guy was just going to jail, like with a bag of popcorn sitting in the back?
Yeah. He's like, you're going to jail.
Yeah, taking
nine
yeah.
times.
Too much pleasure in this.
But I mean, I've learned that you can go eight times without really getting into too much trouble forging checks.
Yeah.
You just have to not get caught that ninth time.
It's that nine strikes you're outlawed.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I put a restraining order on my ex.
Why did you do that?
Because he's a kid. Mm. He'll beat up somebody else. And his excuse for everything is, I'm Cuban.
Wow, so he thinks he can get away with anything as long as he tells you he's Cuban.
Correct.
So I got to ask, is there any other new men in your life now? Are you single?
I'm good.
Even off, are you single off of all Hispanic guys like me? Like, because I'm Salvadorian, you think I'm going to...
I'm good with all of it. I'm done.
It's time to be single for a while, huh?
I think I'm going to go find myself a lady.
She needs to meet the neighbor from the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Go
so
move into
true.
That apartment complex.
Yeah, but that one's gonna get messy too, Jose.
Yeah. Jeez.
Poor girl, she can't get out of any drama.
Yeah. Because she's not Cuban.
Yeah.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I broke into a house.
Hey, man, why'd you break into a house, dude?
And I was high. Oh.
That explains a lot.
It was a bad time.
So. How did you get caught up on robbing the house? Were you in the house at the time?
Well, I was in the house. The cops showed up. I saw the lights through the second story window. So I hopped out onto the roof, second story. Then I hopped from that roof to the first story roof. Then from there, over the fence into the neighbor's backyard. Whoa. Got like 2 miles away. Was totally good. You know, I didn't get caught. My buddy lived next door to the house that I just broke into. So I went back to my buddy's house like 2 hours later thinking that the cops would be gone. No, they were still there.
Dude, that sucks. And, dude, you did all this parkour pretty much to get out of the house.
Yeah, it was some Spider-Man ass.
And you got away at first.
Yep, I got away, man. I was all good. And I went back to my buddy's house. I got an iPad, but they didn't know that, but that's about it. I didn't even get to keep the iPad, man. My buddies pawned it.
What?
After all that?
His buddy stole it from him and pawned
it.
Yeah.
This guy was all like American Ninja Warrior or whatever.
He sounds so casual.
I know.
Like, he sounded proud.
Yeah. Just a few roofs, fast.
It gives me a great idea for a new gym class, criminal parkour.
Yeah. Okay, now hide from the cops.
Yeah.
No, duck under the fence.
Knees high.
Yeah.
Don't end the class at the scene of the crime.
Yeah, do not do that.
That's what we're learning.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, man, I'm standing at the shelter across the street watching all the pretty girls come out of the courthouse. And I mean, a lot of them.
Yeah, we got some sexy lawyers and stuff walking out of here, huh?
Many, many pretty ones. I sit right here in the corner and smoke cigarettes and just go, oh, my God, look at that one, look at that one, look at that one.
Well, if you could solicit yourself to any ladies out there right now, give me a short, like, bio.
Hey, ladies, anybody want to try to find me? I'm stay at the shelter, of course, my bad, but I'm about 6 foot. Brown eyes, brown hair, 43 years old, about to be 44 next month, so anybody want to put a shout out? My name's Dave.
Anything else, shout out? Mike is yours.
Yeah, anybody got some money?
You don't think those lawyer ladies are just going to go crawling over this guy?
Dude, those poor women.
What? I think he sounds like a catch.
I mean, he's 6 foot.
Six
pretty
foot,
good.
Brown eyes.
Yeah, he's Brooke's type. He's a chain smoker.
Yeah.
Gross. Chain smoking and catcalling.
Still better than most of Tinder.
Yeah.
That's what you doing at the courthouse.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win, Brooks, Fox.
Daisy.
Who's Daisy?
Daisy, hello, are you there?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Daisy. You're going to be playing Brooke today, but more importantly, I want to ask you, Thanksgiving dishes, lick, marry, kill.
What? Why are you being so weird?
What are you talking about?
Okay, I mean, it's a valid question, Daisy. Do you have a lick, marry, kill on the Turkey Day dishes?
Ooh, Yes, I'm going to lick the turkey. I'm going to marry the green bean casserole. Oh, and sorry, cranberry sauce, you're out.
Oh,
kill those cranberries.
Dude, very controversial choice on the green bean casserole.
Yeah. I want to lick that turkey with you, though. Can we go double tongue on it?
Absolutely.
All right. So you and me are going to double tongue the turkey on Thanksgiving. But let's send Brooke out of the studio.
I'm not eating at either of yours houses.
She's too turned on right now. That's why she's saying that. All right. Brooke's leaving. And while that happens, Daisy, you know how the game is played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when, you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I believe in you, Daisy. Here we go. Your time starts now. On this day in 2016, what sports league announced a new franchise called the Las Vegas Golden Knights?
WNBA.
Model Hailey Bieber celebrates her 25th birthday today. What's her maiden name?
Baldwin.
What's the job title given to firefighters who parachute into wild forest fires?
Pass.
In order to donate blood to the Red Cross, there's a minimum weight limit. Is it over or under 120 pounds?
Over.
All right. Got your answers in. That was your first time playing, Daisy, wasn't it?
Yes.
How do you think you did there on your first go?
Woo! I think I did great, but maybe not as good as Brooke.
That's
I don't know.
The spirit.
I haven't even played yet, Daisy. I just walked into the studio, but I like you. That's nice.
She's
that's
just a little
kind.
Bit intimidated by you.
This makes sense. Yeah.
Just picture that turkey in your head the entire time, okay, Daisy? Get your tongue out. All right. Brooke, your turn. Good. You ready?
Don't be worried, Brooke. Don't be worried.
Okay, it's my time, Daisy. I need you to be quiet now.
I know. Why are you encouraging
I need you to be quiet
her?
Now.
She's trying to get in your head. I see. All right, Brooke, here we go. Your time starts now. On this day in 2016, what sports league announced a new franchise called the Las Vegas Golden Knights?
NHL.
Model Hailey Bieber celebrates her 25th birthday today. What's her maiden name?
Hailey Baldwin.
What's the job title given to firefighters who parachute into wild forest fires?
Smoke jumper.
In order to donate blood to the Red Cross, there's a minimum weight limit. Is it over or under 120 pounds?
Over.
Which country makes the most cars?
Japan.
All right, we got our answers in, and Jose just had an emergency bathroom break, so he's not here. We're going to go to our new scorekeeper, Alexis.
I just want bigger boobs because I'm not happy with the ones that I have, and I figured this is a good way to do it.
Fuller.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of true. I mean, Daisy, you got one correct today.
Oh. Woo!
Oh, yeah. There we go.
That's all a spirit, right. Daisy.
I like the excitement. And Brooke.
Yes.
You got three.
All right. Oh, Alexis, no. Good job. Way to fill in.
Brooke keeps her long win streak going. Now you're up to 41 wins in a row.
Oh, that feels good.
Wow.
Yikes.
Good job, Brooke.
Well, let's go over the answers
here.
I'm happy
for you.
On this day in 2016, the NHL announced a new franchise called the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Model Hailey Bieber, her maiden name is Hailey Baldwin because she's the daughter of actor Stephen Baldwin, mm-hmm. if you didn't know. The job title given to firefighters who parachute into wild forest fires, those are smoke jumpers.
Oh, sorry, but where I went to college was a training center for the smoke jumpers, and so every summer it was very exciting for us. All the hot guys would come in, is what I'm saying.
I thought you were excited about all the fires in the forest. Can't wait.
Special place in my heart for smoke jumpers.
In order to donate blood to the Red Cross, there's a minimum weight limit. It's under 120 pounds, only 110 pounds.
Oh, I was thinking that you were saying you couldn't give blood. Okay, that makes sense.
And the country that makes the most cars would be China. They make 25 million cars a year. Japan makes 9 million.
Oh, wow, that's
a big difference. Yeah, it is. So, Daisy, I'm sorry. We can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do win a $20 gift card to Domino's Pizza.
Awesome.
Whether it's pizza, pasta sandwiches, or tiny little tables for your dollhouse, Domino's has got you covered.
Thank you, guys. So much fun.
You're welcome. Enjoy your turkey.
Yes.
All right. You guys too.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Make sure to send us some pictures. We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.